views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thrilled to be here today. Many thanks to all of you for tuning in. Benny, thank you so much for being at the helm today. I was traveling all week last week, which was such a beautiful experience as I got the chance to meet so many and in such different environments. I actually had a bit of an experience on the way home, however. I'm going through TSA, and one of my carry-on bags got pulled out for further screening. Now, I'm doing a running tally in my brain of all the things that could be interpreted as suspicious and coming up blank. Anyway, the TSA officer opens up my bag and is clearly digging around for one specific thing, which he found as he took out my tarot deck. Now, I keep my cards in a tarot velvety black bag, so there was nothing that was identifiable as being tarot cards from the outside. However, the TSA officer picked up the bag and immediately knew what they were and said, "Oh, it's tarot cards." Now, since tarot cards come in all shapes and sizes these days, I have to give him props for recognizing it so quickly. I'm not sure what about them set off the alarm bells, as that has never happened before, and I always carry them on board. The only thing I can think of is that I place in the tarot bag some sage sticks, and why? I don't know. I don't burn sage. It just smokes up the home. However, I figure the cleansing nature of the sage still gets into the cards. This is actually what I love so much about this odd profession that I'm in. Everyone has a different way of caring for their cards, and who's to say one way is better than the other? This is the way that works for me. So my TSA-approved deck and I will be doing readings on air all hour today. As always, I will do a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, with the unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. I do not see myself as a fortune teller, as I believe that messes with free will. Rather, I use tarot as a path for you to connect to your own power for optimal joy. In addition, today I am giving away two copies of the book, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States by Jennifer Diamond, which features yours truly, as well as everyone from mediums to medical intuitives to numerologists and more. Now, if you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, or just feeling stuck in a dilemma and not sure what to do, we can look at it everything today on air through the lens of the tarot. So the phone lines are now open. The number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading already, so the messages do not come up redundant or superfluous. That being said, I always love updates. So today I'll be using the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online. However, I will also describe them. Now, I always like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. A tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I look at a tarot card reading as a representation of the little voice inside that we are just always overruling. Happens to all of us. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It's almost as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I always say I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role whether you sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with all your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a call or click away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60 to 75 minutes, and we go really in depth into what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so that you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer a shorter 30-minute phone reading where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site, which is www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. So, normally we do readings later on in the show, but let's just get started right away. Why don't we take our first caller, Robin? Robin, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. It's so good to talk. Hi. It's good to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you.
Well, is there anything you have a general question on?
I guess a career direction for me.
You got it. Well, let's take a look and see what we can get from the cards. Just as you know, I was shuffling the cards while you were talking, and now I'm just using my non-dominant hand, which is the hand that accesses the unconscious, to pull three cards on your behalf. And let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay. The first card that I got is the Knight of Cups. Now, I love knights. Fantastic, loyal, wonderful. But when the knight comes up in a core position, a knight does the bidding of the king. And in this card, you see this incredibly loyal knight with his arm outstretched, but he's on a horse and the horse's head is bowed and he's just waiting. And so for this card to come up about your career right now, there's just this feeling of just being all out there and waiting. And how taxing, okay. And the longer that is going on, the more taxing it becomes to mind, body, and spirit, because then it's like, am I having to compromise what I'm really going after, and kind of that fear kind of sets in. But so we're kind of in a bit of a stalled situation right now. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yes.
Yeah. So when a knight, as I said, you know, a knight's in the core position, sometimes it's like, okay, well, how can we turn that knight into a king? You know, K-N-I-G-H-T, we've got all the letters of king, we just got to get rid of two additional letters. So let's see what else is kind of impacting this. Something challenging or blocking you is the Nine of Pentacles. Now, this card, I always like to call my accountant card because it looks like a big giant debits and credits card, because you've got this stately, strong person, which is who you are, and she's kind of weighing and balancing and separating out her debits and credits. On the one side of her are five pentacles in this lush garden, and on the other side of her are three pentacles. So something that may be challenging or blocking you is the fact that, you know, some worries, concerns, but also perhaps hearing voices from other people, which, you know, they're trying to be helpful, but when it all gets mixed in together, by not separating out that which is working well for you and that which is perhaps not so helpful, makes it that much harder, where then you feel more beholden to circumstances, the universe, or not in a positive way, but really just waiting on things. The more that right. you can really focus on what is working well for you, and just put your energy into that instead of allowing, you know, I always say, when if there's an elephant and a hamster in a room, nobody's paying attention to this poor little hamster. And so we tend to give credence only to those louder voices, to that louder voice inside that perhaps might be judging or critical or anything along those lines. Separate those out. But the advice card is fantastic, particularly towards career, and it's the Ace of Wands. Now, in this case, you have a wand which represents creativity and inspiration, but is being handed not internally, but is being handed from the universe. So allow external breadcrumbs, shall we say, from the universe in the form of open doors, which may not necessarily be what you had anticipated your direction would be, but allow those to come to the forefront. I always say evaluate to see if there are any red flags, but there are if there are no red flags, consider that an open door. Also making sure that it is that the opportunity is allowing for you to use your creativity, but also to feel inspired. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah. Yeah. I've just been questioning it because I've been going to school for something as a career path I think I want to go on, but I constantly question it. So
I hear you. You know, I think a few tweaks. Hey, I know we have to take a quick break. Why don't you hang on and we're going to finish this up. I just don't want to rush through you. So why don't we just take a quick break? When we come back, I'll be finishing up talking with Robin and we'll be doing more readings. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yeah!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings all hour today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you would like a reading on air today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So, Robin, are you still with me here?
I am, yes.
Excellent. So I didn't want to cut short your reading here. And you were saying that you were going into school. And then at that point, we kind of, so can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'm in school right now for studying something that I think that I want to go into, but I question it all the time, and I've been told that maybe it's not the best route for me to go. So I've already invested a certain amount of time and a certain amount of money, and so it's hard when I constantly question it.
Yeah, you know, are you, and that kind of shows itself in that night core position, because it's like, ooh, the king has ordered me to do something. Is this what I really wanted? Kind of feeling, is this coming from me in the first place, or have my wishes changed? But have I kind of gone too far to sort of change course? You know, one of the things to really kind of, first of all, give yourself permission to allow for twists and turns of your journey. And you may decide, you know what, I'm glad I studied this because I realize it's not what I want to go into, but no experience is ever wasted. And you are ultimately the king or queen of your journey. And so you're in that place of strength to determine whatever it is that you want to do. There is no judgment. It's all a journey. You know, there's no right or wrong. We're all in it together. The key is not to let the louder inner critic be the one that you listen to, but rather separate out that from what is actually, where is your passion lying? And here, with that Ace of Wands being in the advice position, it really is looking at where do I feel inspired? Because I sense like there's this great desire to be inspired and to make this passion, this career, a passion. And yet, when we're feeling in that night position, sometimes we just can't even almost trust what our brain is kind of sending out, because we've kind of gone down this path for so long. So allow those inspirational kind of tidbits to come from the universe. And as I said earlier, look for what doors are open. If you are finding in your current studies, just like closed door, closed door, closed door, that is a message saying go to a different door. So often when we look at that, we kind of begin to embrace it as a challenge, as a struggle. It's like, how can I get this door open? Instead of saying, you know, look, this is not easy. This is not working as well as it should be. One other thing that I wanted to say before we went to break is you may want to develop I should ask you, first of all, do you have a list of the non-negotiable qualities that you are looking for in your career, in your dream career, written down?
Not written down. I think I kind of went through that when I was deciding what to go for. So, but that's, I like how you worded that, non-negotiable qualities.
Yes. I want you to do that today. And why is it written down? It's because valuable information may happen. What do you write down first? It may not be what you are thinking is the most important. And that's information. Perhaps there's something that you've been thinking is super important, but your hand just doesn't write it down. That's also information. What do you write down last? Does anything come to the surface that you really didn't place much value in? Also, tap into your inner child, that 8-year-old, 10-year-old Robin, when she was imagining what she wanted to be doing when she was, an adult later on in years, in the sense, like, what joy and adventure did she want to be doing? And when you write it down, make sure that you take out specifics. So working for the Acme Elevator Company might be an interesting idea, but if we put it down, when you write that down, you are forming a contract with the universe and you are saying, bring this opportunity to me. But when you put down a specific, you're actually tying the hands of the universe from being able to show you that Ace of Wands, that something that might not be something you had even ever considered going into, but for whatever reason, and you don't need to necessarily understand the reasons why behind it, suddenly that becomes available. As long as there's no red flags, allow yourself to at least explore it. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to just completely change everything today. I'm a big believer in doing what is in your power in baby steps too. But at least by putting down your list, forming your contract, being very clear in your own mind what you need from those qualities in a career of purpose and passion that inspires you, what that list is, and know that your list is going to be different from everybody else on this planet. Then you can use your list to take out the emotion that's going on around this so that you only are putting energy into something that is clearly on your list. Because if then your current situation, it is clear that there is a red flag, there is something there that is not on your list, that is valuable information. Now, again, there's no judgment. Perhaps you're going into this field in the first place was to get some sort of valuable key, some valuable tip that will show itself later on. Who knows? But it's but it's all about you kind of using your strength as instead of being in that Knight of Cups position, because that's not who you are. Instead, it's you really activating your King, which is part of who you are, in terms of saying, what do I want? I choose not to continue to go in this direction, but I choose to bless the experience and take from it what is of value. Okay. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope this has been helpful. Would you like a copy of the Top 50 Psychics book by Jennifer Diamond?
That would be lovely, yes.
Awesome. Well, Robin, please hang on so Benny can get your information, and we'll get that book right out to you. And will you please keep us updated and let us know how everything is going?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling. Hang on so Benny can get the information. We're going to get to a break in just a few moments. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. And again, I'm mentioning this book, Top 50 Psychics from Jennifer Diamond, which really gives a whole bunch of information in terms of a directory of people from all different levels of, not levels, but all different specialties within this metaphysical world. And I'm just so honored to be part of this book. But I share it with 49 other amazing individuals, and you, as the ultimate consumer, as I always say, are the one who ultimately knows what type of practitioner is the best for you. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking some more about energy. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul in the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, which is www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Today, we're doing readings. If you're interested in a reading, phone lines are open. You can call us at 800-930-2819. I'm going to be doing a three-card reading, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. As I just see tarot as an extension, a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, and your unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before we get to some more calls, I thought I would just talk briefly about fear. With us being in the unofficial start of summer, ask yourself if there is something that you've been wanting to do for quite some time, but for whatever reason have felt blocked, hesitant, or just plain stalled. Perhaps it's learning a new skill or hobby, applying for a new job, starting your own business, jumping back into the dating world, releasing trauma from the past so you can embrace the future emotionally lighter, or perhaps it's an actual physical move that you've been considering. Once you have that thing clear in your mind, ask yourself if you've not been moving forward out of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of rejection, fear of failure. While there are obviously times for very legitimate reasons why you cannot jump forward into a new direction, I want to just focus briefly a bit on when not diving in is based solely in fear. In fact, one of my favorite movies talks about this. It's the classic Defending Your Life with Meryl Streep and Albert Brooks. Here's a clip from that movie.
Who are you?
Well, I'm just like you. I was on Earth a long time ago. But I advanced. I moved forward. I got over my fears, and I got smarter. Did you have friends whose stomachs hurt?
Every one of them
is fear. Fear is like a giant fog. It sits on your brain and blocks everything. Real feelings, true happiness, real joy. They can't get through that fog. But you lift it, and buddy, you're in for the ride of your life.
You know, of course, this is a fictional movie about life after death. However, the concept is still valid. Now, I'm not saying that you should never be afraid. This is more about whether or not fear and fear alone is stopping you from doing something that you've wanted to do for quite some time. Your brain knows you better than anyone on this planet, so fear can mask itself and present itself to your brain as other things, all which can have the brain's intended effect of self-sabotage. For example, let's say you've been wanting to go back to school for years and there's no concrete reason why you can't do it. Financially, you're able to do it. You're able to take a sabbatical from work. The kiddies are all grown. You get the idea. Yet you still don't go. Fear being the reason seems almost too weird a reason for a grown adult, and one that can be overruled by taking action despite the fear. So the brain has to come up with other reasons why you can't do this. If you go back to school, you won't be available for your kids to call you, and it's so hard to reach them at the dorm. If you go back to school, you will not be able to catch up when you go back to work afterwards. You're not ready to go back to school as there's too much that needs to get done at home, and so on and so on. As a result, no movement takes place with the thought that when things slow down, I'll do it. Perhaps next year would be better. Fear, masked as logistical obstacles, has won out. Now, why does the brain do this to you? It's not that the brain hates you, but rather the brain is there to keep you safe, and any fear-inducing leap of faith is the unknown. The brain hates the unknown. The unknown equals unsafe. Your brain will ultimately catch up later once it sees results, but until that time, it will try to self-sabotage your efforts. Now, here's the problem. All the excuses that I just provided are all true. That's what I mean by your brain knows you better than anyone. You might miss a call from one of your children. You might have to catch up if you decide to go back to work. You will have to put off getting some things done. If you wait for internal brain consensus, you most likely won't dive into your new chapter. This is why, after you have used your analytical brain to go over all the whys and why nots of taking a new step forward, once you're agreed to just allow movement to happen despite the fear. Be reassured that your brain does not stop once you decide what to do, so it can navigate the journey forward after you start. Stopping your progress by worrying about how you would register for classes is understandable, but an ineffective use of energy, as once you get to the school, your brain will kick in and you get to ask people how to register. I was in a yoga class the other day, and we were doing a balancing exercise where we closed our eyes while standing on our toes. The yoga instructor had to reassure us that the floor was not going anywhere and to be reassured that by closing our eyes, we are not in a dangerous situation. Know that when you take a leap into the unknown, your brain isn't going anywhere. It just may be a bit slower than usual to bring up excitement about going into the unknown. It's always there, however, to navigate the journey. Know that there are also resources as well that are available if fear without reason is just too strong that it prohibits movement. As I said earlier, we are all in this journey together, and there are people in the form of friends, support groups, therapists, coaches, and all the like who are there to support your progress and cheer you on. So before we get to the break, let's get to our next call. Trudy Marie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you called. Is there anything you have a question about that you'd like some guidance on?
Oh, just a guidance on shifting job locations, whether I should proceed or stay with the same company or proceed with another.
Gotcha. Let's take a look. I'm hesitating solely because I'm trying to decide whether to do a 3-card reading or to pull a card on each of your options. You're trying to decide whether or not to stay or to move, correct?
Yes, to stay with the same company or shift to a different company. Yeah.
Well, let's take a look. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a card for both. This first card I'm going to pull is for staying with the same company and seeing what guidance we get. This next card that I'm pulling with my non-dominant hand is for leaving and going somewhere else. So let's take a look and see what I have here. Okay. So in terms of staying, we have the Three of Wands, which is really all about the fact that, you know, it's not the Two of Wands. It's not the Ace of Wands, meaning that you're not in the kind of very, very beginning developmental stage. But at the same time, you're not at a place where everything is finished. Like your job there is not fully done. And there is a lot of great opportunity for expansion and for helping to kind of sort of build and create. And there is still this opportunity. At the same time, I'm very focused on you have a man with he is surrounded by three wands, one on one side and then two on the other. And I'm very conscious of the fact that his back is to me. And so it's almost like should you decide to stay, there's a feeling of turning your back on perhaps other opportunities, on people, on recommendations, and that can feel kind of a little bit of a mixed bag. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Excellent. In terms of going to a different place, what came up interestingly enough was the High Priestess. Now, the High Priestess is in the card number 2 in the Major Arcana, and this is really a card that doesn't come up too often. And so when it does come up, and it talks a lot about intuition, you know that you are very intuitive, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so this is, should you move, there's almost a feeling of, I have no real reason to leave, but my intuition is sort of pulling me into a new direction. Am I assessing that correctly?
Yes, totally.
Okay, excellent. And so, you know, the thing is with that, you have to honor your intuition, because it's when your intuition is there for more reasons than just your personal safety. So often we only value it in terms of, ooh, I got the hairs on the back of my neck standing up when I was going down this alleyway, and so I turned the other way. Everybody would say, oh, Trudy Marie, that was the great decision. Fantastic. But then I always say, if you're being offered two different job opportunities and everybody is pushing you in one direction and you're feeling like you need to go in the other direction, but you can't, it's that same intuition, you're not going to get the support of others, because they'll say, well, wait until you crash and fail with your career on one side before you switch over. But it's the same intuition. You have a very strong intuition. Now, that came at a price when early on in life, you probably had to use that intuition for your own safety survival. But now that it is yours, it is in your, it's one of your greatest tools in your cosmic tool chest. Looking at these both together, there's, on the one hand, you can't really go wrong. There's no card that's coming up that's saying, stop, turn around, do not pass go, go to this place. That's not coming up for either of these. I always do have to honor the intuition more, as long as there are no red flags. And be sure to be honest with yourself about the red flags that appear. You can do the same sort of rules that I gave with Robin in terms of writing down on paper, tapping into your inner child in terms of what your core qualities are that you're looking for in your new career. But you definitely want to honor that intuition and just see where it goes. Allow it to shift and turn. Perhaps that intuition is sending you a message about your current situation, and you are kind of using it as a time to jump ship feeling, when maybe that's not what it's really saying. But I want to validate and support and honor that decision, that, or rather that quality in you, because that is such a strong quality in you. It's just that it's okay that it's not necessarily understood by other people.
Oh, very good. That's amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad. Would you like a copy of the book, Top 50 Psychics by Jennifer Diamond?
Oh, sure.
Excellent. I hope this has been helpful for you. Will you please call and let us know which one you did?
I surely will. You're amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. Hang on so Benny can get your information. And Sue, hang on, because we are going to take our last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but
at a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action in discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 915-313-8541. It's 915-313-8541.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. K Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings today. Let's get right to the next reading. Sue, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
It's so good to talk with you. Is there anything you have a question about that you'd like some guidance on?
Sure. I'm just curious if there's a partner in my future.
All right. Well, let's take a look and see. You know, it sounds like a bit of a broken record, but I wanted to kind of make this point similar to what the other two callers were. Do you have a list written down of your qualities that you're looking for in a partner?
Sure.
And you have that written down?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Make sure you kind of revise your list, or not revise, but review rather, review your list just to make sure that you don't have a specific in there that's a want but not a need, just so that you're not tying the hands of the universe, because then if you have a specific in there, let's just say you have brown hair. I know you don't have that down in there, but let's just say you have brown hair and the universe is like, hey, I've got this perfect person for Sue, but the person has blonde hair, she might not see the person. And so just make sure and review your list to make sure it's written down and that it is honoring everything that's in there and that you're only putting energy into people that have those qualities and not, and if there is something that you're seeing somebody, but it's like, ooh, you know what, but that goes against something that I have down there, that's a red flag. And you can always give the person an opportunity to kind of respond, say, you know, let's just say you have wanting to get married in there and the person doesn't want to get married. You can say, look, I need to get married. And then that person has the opportunity to say, OK, okay. Or you could say no, but then if you continue to put energy into it, now you're compromising and making it that much harder, kind of working with against the wind, making it that much harder in terms of embracing those gifts from the universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, what I've done is I've just pulled three cards, and let's take a look and see what we've got. Okay, so we start with the Star card. Now, the Star card is card number 17, and card number 16, the one right before it, is the Tower. Now, the Tower card is probably the most turbulent card I have. And so for the card, the 17 card to come up in this position really talks to things have been, there's been a lot of things going on. And this is the calm after the storm. And yet so often when things have been kind of up and down and rough and all of that, we don't know when we can kind of, you know, take a breath. And so unconsciously, we become very hypervigilant, waiting for the next shoe to drop, waiting for that negative thing to happen. Please take this as validation that this is the time to see yourself with unconditional self-acceptance and recognize what you want and to allow, give yourself permission to have that optimistic and wish for the stars, believe in magic, believe in the universal ability to bring a partner to you who worships the ground you walk on and is just exactly the person that is right for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Excellent. Something challenging or blocking you is the Knight of Swords. Now, in this card, you have a knight, and we talked a lot about knights with the last caller, but you've got a knight rushing in. This is almost, on one hand, the opposite of the Knight of Cups, because this is in super action card, because this is the knight is just charging forward. This is something challenging or blocking you. And so what it tells me is that perhaps in the past, or your natural inclination is to kind of take a little bit of something and then just dive in. And then you found yourself, it's like, ooh, what do I do now? Kind of a situation. Instead of kind of taking the time to really fully kind of, I always say it's not the sexiest thing is to think about the concrete floor, but yet unless we have an incredibly firm foundation on what our needs are, what then recognizing that we deserve what we have as needs, that's that concrete floor. Unless we've got that, then anything we put on top of it, it just sinks to the ground. And so in the past, there has been that desire to kind of just rush in, also a rush in to save. You know, knights, they want to save and really be that knight in shining armor. And yet at the same time, when you rush in and save, while it's understandable, it also may not necessarily meet with what your needs are on that core level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure does.
Okay. Well, the advice is an Ace of Cups. Now, cups are all about love, all about passion, and aces are all about beginnings. And similar to that last reading with the Ace of Wands, this is a cup being presented from the universe, meaning that let the universe do its job. Let the universe do the heavy lifting. You make sure that you've got that concrete floor, that you're very clear with what you are wanting to embrace in this new relationship, what your needs are, and recognizing you have to be authentic to yourself and who you are at your core and not compromise that. But then let the universe present perhaps someone who may not necessarily be who you would have thought initially, but as long as there are no red flags, and i.e. things that are not in your list, could ultimately be someone who exceeds any and all expectations. Ace of Cups in that card, I'm loving it. And I think that, and I'm like, can't wait to hear where this is leading. Do you want to get married again?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
Okay. If you do, will you invite me?
Absolutely.
Yay. I look forward to it. I hope this has been helpful. Please keep us updated. But you're headed in the right direction.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This has been such a pleasure. I love doing this show every week, and I can't believe the hour is over. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show today on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Again, you can learn more about me by going to my website, elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.